Mark Tremosi. Welcome to my $100 million Money Models book launch event.
I think it's possible to put a book in the hand of every entrepreneur in America. I'm hoping that more people get into entrepreneurship who are not, people who are in it do better, and the people who are doing really well help me on my mission to get the books in everyone's hands. I thought it would be cool at the beginning to have the $100 million series do a $100 million launch. So the $100 million book series was actually written as one book. And it had offers, it had leads, and it had money models. This massive thing. I then broke it into constituent parts. Each one stacked another layer of skills on top. So first you have your offer, then you advertise your offer, then you monetize the offer. Now, it makes more sense when you think, oh, all three of these were one book. It was, but parsing them out like this made it better. The point that I wanted to prove when I started writing this stuff ages ago is that like I didn't have a brand when I did all the stuff that I did with Jim Welch. I didn't have any of that. All I had was just skills. And so I thought, if I can document these skills, then I can have a visual demonstration of proof in real time that these skills, when used properly, can result in a $100 million thing. The difficulty was going to be the props and the set, because we have events, we have people, we have things that go on at our headquarters. For me to take the whole main floor and basically sequester the whole thing for months, it's not tenable.
Yeah, Christian, if I'm spending all my time, I don't think you're going to use that. That's kind of my point.
Well, yeah, okay. Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, so that helps a lot.
Great.
If you use those two during the presentation, then I would rather just make a dedicated camera just for this thing.
Okay, great. We filled the rest of this out.
I'd rather put chat in the background with you because it still keeps their eyes on your frame.
That's what I meant, but
agreed, yes.
This is the thing you were talking about. This permanently removes the glare at this angle.
And so I really only got to do a few practice runs in the true setting.
Basically, like, where will I move? What am I signaling? How's the camera? Like that. And I'd rather do like three or four like that, and then I'll do a full run.
Why are we putting so many curtains around where Alex is going to be?
For a couple of reasons, but they all essentially boil down to making Alex in as controlled of an environment as humanly possible given the circumstances. So this entirely has to do with limiting distracting stimuli to keep Alex blind to as many things as humanly possible, minus his slides, honestly. So he has zero clue what goes on with pretty much anything else going outside of this bubble.
Because it's like, right here, it says, that's enough value. I'd be like, are you not entertained? Or is there even more? Everyone I know who's not in my like immediate circle has texted me, being like, so it looks like you're launching a book. Looks like you got a lot going on. Yeah, great.
I am knee deep in just a bunch of different facets of the launch. You know, it's a few hours for everyone who shows up, but it's like multiple years of preparation that we're doing. And so the entire team's, you know, working overtime to make this happen.
We have built a team around the core values like competitive greatness. You see in those moments, like, who's actually made of the real shit. Like, who leans into the challenge, who embraces it, who chases it.
Most people only see this event as an event, but they don't realize that this event is being supported by an insane culture that is already existing in an operating business. Most people will just spin these teams up just to support an event, but you're not going to get the love, the care, the compassion to want to serve at that highest level. I don't think you can manufacture that. I just think it's super hard.
In position.
Shy, you want to call it out?
I'll call it.
All right, perfect. We'll do it like we would do it. Thank you, sir. All right, guys. You ready? You ready? All right, let's roll. I'm Alex Tremosi. Welcome to my $100 million Money Models book launch event, and we're gonna try and break the world record together here live. So I've got the Guinness judges right here.
We're trying to break the single fastest selling nonfiction book in history in a single day. So Prince Harry is the one who owns that record right now with 1.4 million copies for his book called Spare, which came out last year. Before that, I think it was Barack Obama's book, which had come out, you know, many years before that. After that, it was Michelle Obama Becoming. I think it's like 750,000 copies. So like big names with gigantic media behind them, literally like globally recognized. And so, you know, I had to tell my team this, which is like, we're trying to do something that literally no one has done before. And so we should expect to do things that literally no one has done before in order to do it.
How many days are we out?
One day. Probably not even less than 24 hours now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 20 hours.
How do you feel?
I feel so fabulous and excited. We are doing sales support training for the $100 million Money Models launch. So what you see here is a team of internal ACQ team members. Some of them are in sales, some of them are in our workshop teams, really pulled from across the organization, and we are preparing to staff the phones for launch tomorrow.
All right! Happy Friday!
Here. We are in day two, role play one, so get ready to be creative as your customers. We really want to make sure that every single team member has a clear understanding of each offer and that they feel comfortable that they can concisely convey the value in a way that aligns with our brand standards. So really important just to make sure everyone feels super comfy going into tomorrow. We're really here because we want to help business owners, irrespective of their size, scale, industry, origin. We are the team who can help literally anyone grow their business. So people will either have the option to buy one book of $100 million Money Models, or they can buy, the bundle.
The bundle.
So where you two can put this box in your hands and feel just how chunky it is. And my favorite part of this bundle is this Scan Me to Scale Faster. Where does this go? How much does the bundle cost?
$5,998.
Cold, stone cold. All right, love it. $5,998 is how much this is.
One of the things I practiced the most was actually just going through the motions. So it's like I had to practice what that flow is going to be and do it over and over and over and over again so that when I'm actually live, I'm not thinking, what are my hands doing? So it's a lot like, I think, I don't play a musical instrument, but I would imagine that people who play the guitar and then sing, it's similar, where it's being able to do two things at once. And so I had to kind of like play the guitar while singing figuratively, and I had to just do a lot of reps.
That one's like the...
No, that's... yeah, good. Like yeah, I need speed. Need for speed. And I do like, there's no ambiguity with this guy. That kind of speed, I have a need for speed.
There's like hundreds of tiny things that I think people don't see and just had to be there. These are some decisions where we're going to have to live with the consequences because we can't do it live again. And we're not gonna know what's gonna happen. So like, should we have the phone number up? When should we have it up? What phone number should it be? Should it just go to the CS team? Should it go to a sales team? All of those are decisions that were one-time decisions that we just had to make and just like, hope we made the right call.
What's up, team?
How goes it?
How you doing?
How's your trip?
It's good.
Alex is doing a run-through downstairs.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to go check it out?
You can if you want. I've seen three drafts of it, so...
Oh, okay.
He wrote this first, and then he was like, hey, this is missing two other pieces. I'm going to do the offers, and then the offers had no launch, and then the leads had the launch. Because if you release the Money Models without the offers and the leads, they're like, wait a minute, I don't know how to do those things. You could have argued that you could release it either way, but this is the most valuable book.
If someone thinks, oh, this could help me double my business, it's very easy. I'm not saying we promise that, but I'm saying it's very easy to justify the expense within a B2B context. The issue is no one believes you. If I said I can double your business, if you believe me, then it makes sense. I wanted the entire event and the lead up to the event to exist as proof. The best way to get someone to believe is to have already done it. Proof above everything.
It looks good, right? Everything's okay with it?
Oh yeah, it's good.
The timer and everything? Perfect. Did we try, they tested the stream?
Yep.
Fuck yeah!
The stream? No, I don't know about the stream.
Can we ask him?
Yeah, yeah. I'll do that.
Or like, ideally he should send you the stream link and then you should watch it through the stream to make sure like the audio is good, yeah, that like it doesn't get muted. Because Amir told me if it gets muted, it's like it fucks the stream.
So everyone's like on edge right now.
I have a terrible fear that the cursing in the promo video will have the stream get listed as 18 plus.
Whatever anxiety about that, multiply times 1,000. That's what.
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, hurt. Yes, face noises create so many problems.
How you feeling?
Like my career's on the line. In the best and worst way possible.
Rather than like, how do we win? It's like, well, how would we fail? And, okay, there's 6 ways that this could fail. How do we prevent every single way from failing?
Here are the choke points as I see them in order, and we'll find out after we're watching this if I missed one. But one is if for some reason the social media platforms throttle our ability to spend money on advertising. Sometimes it happens. Like if we can't advertise the event's not gonna be able to be as big, which means we're not gonna make the record.
Okay, so drama of the day at approximately 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago, I was selfishly sleeping and our Google Ads account got down. So the plan now is to pivot, just reroute the budget towards Meta. And if that doesn't work, we'll reroute it towards TikTok. If that doesn't work, we'll reroute it towards LinkedIn ads, whatever we need to do.
The next choke point is gonna be emails and texts.
Doing some last minute checks on the main announcement email. We also have the SMS that's about to go out as well. And this is the number one most important action I'd say of today, aside from everything else, is make sure that this sends.
Oh, they're firing.
The next choke point is where people click the link. So if they click the link, we have to make sure the link works.
We checked all the links yesterday and like a bunch of them are broken.
The fourth choke point is going to be, we have to make sure that Shopify can process payments.
Our Shopify link was sending people to Serbia.
Those are all of the choke points as I see them. We will find out if there's new ones that I did not know about. And yeah, we'll find out.
Okay, 5 minutes? Yes. 5 minutes?
5 minutes right here.
Okay.
When we're selling, stay slow, I wanna stay calm, and I wanna help the person make the purchase.
We're making history here. This is insane.
Let's go.
What's gonna happen? It's gonna go great.
We're about to break some records.
Break records, baby.
Very excited.
We're about to make a lot of money for a lot of business owners.
Either it's gonna go really well, which was a plan, so just follow the plan. And if it's not going well, maybe it hasn't had time to let the plan happen yet or work yet, so just follow the plan.
It's launched, dude.
It's launched, it's launched.
Fucking go.
All right, so the rumors are true?
Yeah, baby.
All right.
All right, guys, everybody quiet on set. We're going live in 5, 4, 3. It's time! The $100 million money models book launch is finally here! Welcome to the stage!
You guys are awesome. Thank you guys. Cameras ready? Audio ready? Lights ready? Are you guys ready? Yes? All right. I'm Alex Ramosi, and welcome to my $100 million Money Models book launch event. And we're gonna try and break world record together here live. So I've got the Guinness judges right here. Brittany, why don't you come on out? Brittany's gonna make sure that we check boxes and do the things to make this legit. Thank you so much, Brittany. We all thank you. So it's gonna be a wild ride, and you guys are gonna wanna buckle up because it's gonna get exciting. With a $100 million money model, you can get really big, really profitable, really fast. $31 million of consulting work went into this. It's yours for free. You donate $200. And I made donating super easy by hiring and training 300 plus phone reps to help anyone out who has issues checking out.
The massive value that you're going to get is not just the sales and marketing stuff.
So did you get a chance to check out all the offers that Alex mentioned in the live?
I know I saw you had texted us back and you said you saw that.
A money model is a sequence of offers.
Is there anything else that I can answer for you as well?
Dealership to Puerto Rico.
We're about to push for 100 million in one weekend. I'm feeling awesome. It's been a blast. This is the most we've ever worked, but it's worth every second.
Big dog Sharon. 200, baby.
Appreciate you guys. It's so fun. Yeah, so fun.
We just cracked 200,000 copies.
This is the VIP chat. So someone has to moderate that, probably.
There's several people.
Oh my god. Well,
it's all pretty positive in the chat. Big boom.
Big boom.
I looked at those days as like boot camp for our culture. I was talking to somebody and they were like, I'm not afraid to work hard. And I think nobody should feel afraid to work hard because of what's possible when you do.
Still run 577, 578. We may hit this.
If for 3 days we work harder than we've worked in years, we can break the world record.
These guys are the pros.
Dude, let's go.
Got something else for you here.
I want to show the world that one of us can start from nothing and achieve anything we put our hearts and minds to.
Did I say that I wrote just one book since
that? I personally delivered the recommendations. I documented their exact problems and solutions.
It's Jack from acquisition.com on Recorded Live.
Here's what I would also offer.
That's perfect.
Thank you so much. Enjoy.
Thank you to all the players for putting books in the hands of entrepreneurs who need them. You guys are all amazing. The whole team was like, this is awesome. Everyone's like super gung-ho on like, we want to break this record. We want to break history together.
Well, hey, I'm super excited for you. Thanks for doing business with us.
We're at 1,000 books a second right now. It's not slowing down. It's 1,000 books a second. This is crazy.
This playbook gives you the exact process we follow to break through ad spend ceilings and keep scaling. So here's just a fraction of what's inside.
Holy.
Fuck, this is crazy.
Honestly, I think in the moment, I was just feeling like, oh fuck, like it's working.
Dude, you might break the record.
1.4?
Yeah.
I think
I feel like there's a chance.
Yeah.
Which constraint gives you the maximum return on effort? Your most effective framework to help you use ACQAI to find and create leverage.
Fucking million copies.
Wow, it's just so rare that the stars all align.
Can you get me access to Layla's office?
Can
you talk to her? Okay. So if we can get the book dude here during the stream, I will interrupt the stream to present the world record award during the stream.
I could bring them up with me and be like, I have something.
Yes.
I think that'd be good. I'd be like, I have a special guest.
Okay.
Here to tell you something.
Yes.
What is the least important thing that I'm spending time and money on? Am I willing to trade that for this other thing that I want more? If the answer is yes, I make the trade.
Number one, baby, let's go.
Guinness World Record broken.
Wow. Could not be more proud of Alex, Layla, the entire team, because the sheer amount of work that has gone into this, that every single detail that's gone into this launch is what makes it amazing.
I thought it would be cool to disrupt him in real time and just like tell him that it happened, because I also think when you're up there performing, knowing that your performance resulted in a result that you want, it can alleviate some of that tension that you have, and it can also make you want to keep going. So I think it's really, really motivating to know that you've won. Like, winning makes you want to keep winning.
And so whenever I like to think of my situation, if I think it's hard, there's always someone who's had it worse and done better. With that being said, let me bring up our next mystery headliner.
Actually.
Okay.
We are interrupting.
Okay.
Because I brought some friends.
Oh.
To give you something.
No shit.
You
there
broke
we
the
go.
Record. He broke the record.
Hi, Alex. As you know, this record is continuing for 24 hours.
Oh, we're still going.
So it is quite an official, officially amazing achievement to have surpassed the record already so soon into the 24-hour launch. So we will get that final number tomorrow morning and see where your final number is. But we can confirm, the three of us, that you are the official new record holder. So, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, shit. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to cuss. My bad. Well, shoot. The idea of putting a book in every entrepreneur's hands in America was something that was really dear to me because this was, like, everything I have is because of things I've learned and because of other people who decided to write it down. And I thought, man, if I built a brand that was, like, everything, instead of trying to hide it, just put everything out there, all the details, and just build a brand based on that. And so this is really a reward for you guys. Thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome. And thank you guys so much.
Of course.
So just so you guys know, I think the record was 1.44, something like that.
1.43.
Yeah, 1.43 million copies sold. We're serious. We want to get the books into the hands of as many entrepreneurs in America as we can. And, you know, we're not stopping. So let's keep powering through. I got more stuff to show you. And I can't wait. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Congratulations.
We did it! We did it! Woo!
We just dethroned Prince Harry. We broke it, and now we have three more days. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna go hard.
As much as I do want to like quick celebrate, we got hours left. 100 million is the goal. The perfect end of the $100 million series. We broke the record. We got the Guinness thing. We got the W, but we have a bigger W to get.
Most people that were a part of this, including Alex, did not wake up 3 years ago thinking we were gonna go after the Guinness Book of World Records. But I think it shows that almost anything is achievable.
What's up, guys?
This is not a book launch. This is a chance to reimagine how we live our lives, that the underdog actually won, and we are all the underdog.
Like, the job's almost done. Not done yet.
Not done almost yet? Done. Why? Why not done yet?
We're still gonna hit 100 million.
100 million sales?
Yeah.
It's fucking go.
$100 million money model. You have to make 100 million.
We're not slowing down now. We just started.
Even if you have the thing to sell, offers, and the people to sell it to, leads, you still have another question to answer. How do you get them to give you money?
It's fucking 2 mil before lunch.
I've been working with this guy since March, and he's trying to buy 10,000 books right now for his community.
How's everything going? How's the launch going?
It's going very well. It's going very well. Yeah? It's pretty crazy.
The sales team is too fast. I can't take calls because the sales team is too fast.
Confirmed. 10,000 books.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just seeing the team just rally and just rage to make this happen. I would say, like, most people were like, I have not enjoyed working more than this. And they also worked more than any of them had ever done in their lives. And it was also worth it.
Fucking badass.
Part of history.
Outside of that, our teams can give you the blueprint so that you can collapse the curve and actually have that result right now. If that alone can be worth it, would that protect the downside for you?
I'll sort this out for you, and then in 30 minutes, we give you a call back and we can figure that out. Basically, we called until we couldn't call anymore. Then we went into calling Australia because they were just waking up.
That is my shoe. This is for my Aussies.
I promised I would do a shoey for you guys since you guys are showing up at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Aussies. This is for you. You guys are awesome.
The size and scope of all of this to me was not about the money, but it was about the impact. It's about that so many people around were, one, willing to invest in a book, and two, willing to donate more so that more people can win. There's never been a time in history where someone has done something for somebody else to help beat a world record. That is super cool. So now every single person that helped invest in this, donate and buy a book, was a part of history.
We have 3 hours before the Guinness World Record deadline closes to sell as many as we can. And so we're going to try to push for it. No rest for the weary.
Picking the associations that you want to make is one of the clearest decisions that you have to make for the brand so that you can ultimately build the brand that your customers want to buy from and tell their friends about.
Book launch sales support. Christine made it official. We had $100 million. We're $100 million brand.
Before the 24 hours ended.
We got a solid 45 minutes left.
Judge from Guinness is in there right now. We have half an hour before the world record window closes. And so she's basically looking through all of our Shopify backend data to verify the final number.
Let's go, Lena!
18K upsell.
Why work around the clock for something like this? Well, what else would you work around the clock for?
What a surreal day.
It costs so much, you know, work and money and time to do the $100 million launch, but like, how elegant is it to have the $100 million series with a $100 million launch, culminating with a book about monetization to demonstrate the ideas that the concepts inside the book work?
Just a chill day at the office. Yeah, just took down three presidents, a former first lady, and a prince.
History was made. We're going to be talking about this one for years to come. And we're going to be able to say we're a part of that magic.
I think sometimes people lack motivation not because their goals are too big, but because they're too small. It has to be big enough to excite us, or why bother?